The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, Mary joins me here in studio. How are you, Mary?
I'm very well on this wet day.
this very wet day. Have you turned the central heating on?
Oh, we put a fire on last night.
Oh, no! The fire was on. Yeah. Oh, my God. But it was cold.
It was cold.
We shouldn't be lighting the fire in June. This is crazy weather.
No, we have never, ever done that before as a gag.
Yeah, that's terrible. But you know what? You nearly had to. We turned on the heating last night. Listen, Mary, we're going to talk a little bit. We've loads to talk about. And again, just to remind people, we'll be describing a lot of products because we'll also, for the benefit of the radio, but we will also have a video of this beauty slot on Facebook later on. So don't forget to check that out if you're listening to us in the car or whatever. But Mary, first of all, we're going to talk a bit about menopausal skin today. Some people are saying, my God, not the menopause again. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And I suppose it's just that it's everywhere at the moment. And it's just kind of more skin related of things you can do to kind of just maybe help along the way. And I suppose that everybody kind of knows that it's the time where normally your skin gets a little bit drier. And there's so many different problems associated with the dryness, the fine lines coming up, the kind of the jowls and the neck. But an awful lot of people now are also suffering from acne, which they wouldn't have done before. It seems to be menopause now seems to be creating that, which wouldn't have been years ago. And it just seems that people, maybe it's the mask wearing, you know, I suppose our lifestyles have changed. So there's a whole array of problems that people have that I'm hoping to find solutions for.
Okay, so it's funny, isn't it? So acne and mood swings and all of that, bouts of crying, we thought that was all belonging to the adolescence, but now it's back with a vengeance.
Yeah, and I think like even the hair is springing up, you know, for people that never had hair problems before, and just looking for, like, hopefully I have a good solution for everyone.
Very good. So you've loads of products.
I have loads of different things that can happen.
Well, a lot of women have been in touch with various problems over the last couple of weeks relating to skincare and that particular time of life. So do you want to start at the beginning, I suppose, maybe with the cleansing side
and
of
stuff
it?
As well? Yeah. So I suppose it's for the first 5 years of menopause, there's a 30% reduction in collagen, which is absolutely huge. And after that, it's only like 2% after that. Well, like 2% is a lot, but it starts decreasing. So it's that surge where people all of a sudden see their face is lined and they would think, oh God, I've got age spots and jowls and things I've never had before, and you know, what can I do about it? So one of the big things is like really get into a good skincare routine of where you're using the proper cleanser. And it's a lot of people think, oh, I have dry skin or I have oily skin. Sometimes it's actually better to go and have a really good consultation under a magnifying lamp to see, you know, what is going on with your skin and maybe to get some suggestions. But basics would be to have your good, like a creamer cleanser, as something a little bit richer, that's going to not going to irritate the skin, and it's going to remove all the makeup, and then you can really start concentrating on a good serum as well to get. That's what I would put the money into, is a good serum, and anything that would have like hyaluronic or anything that's going to bring something back into the skin which is gone is a kind of a must. And then like your good moisturiser, but the big thing then is next day always wear a good SPF. But it's a time, I suppose, a time of life where you might be looking at things like more actives, where you'd be looking at more like retinols by in the evening time, and maybe a vitamin C by day. There would, for me, are the two secret things to go down.
And you might find as well, you probably will find that a lot of women are loyal to particular skincare products. They might be wearing, you know, or using the same brand of cosmetics all their life, the same cleansers and moisturizers. But all of a sudden you reach that age and this, you probably do need a change because your skin has changed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be like things that, I mean, it's the collagen and the oil in the skin. So if you can put the collagen and the oil back in, that makes perfect sense to start doing things that are now being lost. And people find their skin and their body becomes really dry as well. So I suppose it's a time where you have to nearly look at the skincare, like for all the ages, of having your good skincare, but making sure that you're eating well and you're maybe having, maybe need an extra supplement along the way just to kind of counteract what's happening in the body, and watching the stress levels. The whole thing is the picture with of the whole kind of side to getting the really good skincare.
But can you tell me, actually, sorry to interrupt you, but after you cleanse, is the serum the next step then? Actually?
Well, a lot of people don't like toners because they find it's very drying in the skin, and they find the alcohol, and people like find it very sensitive on the skin. So the alternative is a softener. So if you can use a toner, it's great because it will take off the residue of cleanser and it does prepare your skin for your serums and your moisturizer. So it, I always feel that with a toner, it's having that little dampness on the skin that always the products can absorb much better, and they, it goes into the skin a lot better. So your skin is dry. It's like coming out of the shower and you put on your body moisturizer straight away. It's going to be much better because the skin is quite damp, so it's going to absorb a lot better. So once you put on something like a softener and it's, the skin is damp, your serum will go on so much better, and then a serum and your moisturizer then.
So have you brought us in any cleansers or any serums?
So I have brought in an array of different things here. So I have, I've kind of gone all different price points, and one that has, that I've really have found is new from L'Oreal, called Age Perfect. So it's really good price point, and it has magnesium and vitamin C in it, and it's a cleansing milk, and it's lovely and gentle on the skin. Now L'Oreal have brought out a whole Age Perfect range at the moment, and that is really good.
So this is L'Oreal, what's it called?
And it's called Age Perfect.
Yeah, and I, it's like a cleanser.
Name. Yeah. Is your cleanser. And another part of when, like, the menopausal skin is that you don't, your skin, normally every 28 days, your skin will exfoliate naturally. As we get older, it gets slower and slower. So an awful lot of people will say, I don't find it any, what I'm using is any good. And sometimes what it is that it's sitting on dead skin. So you really need to remove that dead skin on a regular basis. And some people will find that with all the skincare in the world, they might need to have treatments. So a lot of people, this would be the age where people would go for something like Profilo. And Profilo is your hyaluronic acid, which is injected into the skin to give that lovely plumpness back to the skin. So that is a treatment that a doctor would do to give the plumpness back to the skin. So that is another alternative for kind of that whole kind of aging process. But one of, I think I've always talking about, there's two skincare brands I always talk about because I like what they do, is Aven and Dermalogica. Well, in Dermalogica have brought out an intense moisture cleanser. So this would be a little bit more expensive, but a really good cleanser as well. And their daily exfoliant is another one that I've always recommended because it's lovely and gentle on the skin as well.
You might just turn that around to the camera there.
I will. Yes, so I'm not used to this.
So yes, we can see it. And also the L'Oreal one. Just one, turn that around.
I'll give him his turn.
So people watching on Facebook later on tonight can see what you're talking about. So you've the L'Oreal on one end of the price point
and your Dermalogica.
And either of those would work for menopausal skin?
Absolutely, because they're just that little bit richer in the skin, and it's you're going to find it's going to remove the makeup and it's going to be gentle on the skin as well. So
can we throw in a question?
You
at
can
this
indeed.
Point? Because this is typical of the queries we get, Mary. Listole listener says, I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I find no matter what foundation I wear now goes into the few wrinkles I have. My skin is quite good and I use a CC cream, but it still makes me look older. Is there any foundation that would give me a bit of colour without showing up my wrinkles?
Okay, so the secret now, I think, for here is a primer. Okay, and it's a step that we forget to, I think a lot of us will just do a primer for going to a wedding or something like that to make your makeup last longer. And I think it's a great idea to use a CC cream, because I think as you get older, especially if like you're finding your face is heating up and the makeup is just drying in even more, having a CC cream is much better because it's going to be lovely and light, and you're not even going to notice if some of it disappears. It's not going to look like different patches. But something like Clarins Beauty Flash Balm, we were talking about that last month, that they brought out a new Flash Balm. They've kind of updated it. So the Clarins Beauty Flash Balm is a lovely way just to put it on just before your makeup. Leave it on for about 5 minutes and then put on your CC cream, and it will make the makeup stay on that bit longer. And a tiny piece of translucent loose powder is great for the T-zone, because sometimes the T-zone can still be quite oily.
So is Beauty Flash Balm a primer?
I find it is a great primer, and there's great primers on there, but it is to prepare your skin for the makeup.
Yeah. And any tips for that lady in Listole about applying the foundation? Because sometimes you hear that applying with your fingers is the best way. Other times you hear from beauty experts, no, always apply foundation with a brush.
Yeah, for me, I suppose it's very much down to what you find easier to do and what you find blends better. But with a brush, my big advantage with the brush is that you use less product. And sometimes it doesn't, the hands can be warm and they can be heated, whereas the brush is cold. Well, it's not as warm as your hands, and it just tend to not irritate the skin or make it go that bit pinkier. Okay, so I would say a brush, and to always, like, especially as we get older, there's a lot of downy hairs, and if you go upwards with the brush, it can make the hairs stand up, so go downwards with the brush.
Okay, and do you pat it rather than kind of paint it?
What I like to do is I like to do the figure of eight. So it's like just like making the figure of eight as you're applying it, and it's nice and gentle, and it gets into all the corners. Mm. And to split the face in two halves. and just start and just go kind of figure of eight all down one side and make sure all that's blended and then go over to the other side.
Have you brought in or can you recommend any good foundations?
Well, the foundations, the CC cream that I love is Eat Cosmetics. I like it because it's great because I have rosacea and I find it great for covering redness and I find it great for like, and there's loads of colours in it as well, and I find it goes on, it stays on for the day and I don't have to worry about it.
And what's the difference between a CC cream and a foundation?
But the foundations would be stronger then, so they, I would keep your foundation for going out or going out you know,
out a wedding or something
like that,
yeah.
or if it's like you're going out for the evening, it's just that bit stronger. But for I think normal everyday use, I think a CC cream is lovely. A BB CC, there's DDs, there's all sorts creams.
My goodness, okay. It's all very confusing between serums and CC creams and primers and the whole lot.
Oh, 15 steps.
You could be all day putting on your makeup. What other advice have you got for...
Right, so my two serums that I really like, that I have, this is the Smart Response. Again, this one is by Dermalogica. And it what this does, it goes, it's a personal response to your skin. So this is I'll move this little guy over. This is kind of very much depends on your skin type. It will actually, and that's why it's called Smart Response Serum. So it works for your skin. So it will hydrate it, it'll brighten it, it soothes it and it firms it, and it recognises micro changes in your skin. So it kind of goes into what your skin needs and actually delivers it to it. Now this one is a little bit pricey. This is 147, but a little of that would go a long way. So then on the other price point, Vichy have brought out, it's a 5x serum, and it's clinically to improve 5 visible signs of aging during menopause. So for kind of for wrinkles, for kind of your those age spots, and it has glycolic acid, and the glycolic acid is always lovely in any product because it's what actually gets rid of the dead skins.
Okay, so that's from Vichy.
Vichy, yes. And then on the moisturiser department, which I like a lovely moisturiser, and not to be afraid of putting in a good oil into the skin as well, because an oil, if you find your skin is really dry, adding a tiny piece of oil into either your foundation or your CC cream will just give that lovely luminosity to the skin. And the Vichy have brought out a whole new menopausal range. So it's not just us. Everybody is gone on this bandwagon of kind of menopause and finding sorting problems out. They've brought out this beautiful rose platinum range in Vichy. And this is absolutely gorgeous. It has a kind of a rose tint to the moisturiser and it's very soothing and calming. So if you're finding your skin is going quite red, this is definitely one for you.
Hold it up there for the camera, Mary.
No, this is all a whole new thing. And the restorative range in Clarence is absolutely beautiful. And we were talking about softening lotions for people who don't like toners. Clarence do a beautiful super restorative range, which is a softening lotion in the range. So it's the equivalent to your toner, but not as strong. Absolutely the one of the best softeners I've ever used, and that's by Clarins. So Clarins have a day cream then, and it has an SPF of 15 in this as well. I'll move this one around. And then my top tips for kind of during the day would be to always have kind of when you hit kind of the menopausal age, to have either any of these, these are your spring waters. So Aven is the French company that they're known for their water, and you can spritz this on your face during the day. And if you have your makeup on, a lot of people are scared to put on the water because they think, oh, this is going to take all my makeup off. Your makeup will be perfect. In fact, it'll just freshen up your makeup. And this is one that I've been talking about. But these are two Irish ladies who've brought out a hyaluronic skin mist. And this is Ella and Joe. And this is, I absolutely adore this one.
Ella and Joe.
Joe, yeah. Two gorgeous Irish ladies. And they are absolutely flying the skincare market at the moment. But they're known for their serums, but this is their first product and they're famous for this.
So it's like water or whatever, you spray it on your face to keep your makeup in place.
Yeah, except this one has hyaluronic acid, and somebody told me recently that I was a little bit obsessed by hyaluronic acid, but very boring life. But the hyaluronic acid holds on to the moisture in your skin, and as you get older, that's when your skin is really dry. Sometimes it needs a surge of that hyaluronic acid, and you get that in the spray.
A couple of more questions for you. A texter says, I'd like to ask Mary, where could you go to have a consultation without anyone pushing for a particular brand? Yeah, that's a problem. Like
it is.
I used to love back in the day just going into Brown Thomas in Dublin. mostly looking, it has to be said, not buying. But you'd go to, you know, they've all these counters when you go into Brown Thomas or somewhere, and you go to one of them, and then you think, I'd love this person to maybe do my eyes or whatever, but you know you'll end up spending a fortune.
Absolutely.
Because it's very much pushed on you. So that's a hard question to answer.
That is a very hard one. Now, I know that, like, of course, if you go into any pharmacy or any department place, they will, like, everybody's over, you'll see their little name tags of whether for Clarins or for Lancome or wherever. And of course, they're going to talk about their own brands because they're going to know their own brands best. And sometimes it's quite hard when you go into some place like a pharmacy, because you've got, you know, people around you and you haven't got the magnifier light. So it's actually great if you could actually, I would say, even go to a beauty therapist and go in with no makeup on and get just a consultation of what's going on for your skin. And I suppose then again, you're back to, if you're going to a salon, they're going to have their products as well.
Yeah.
But it would be just good to have a consultation of just what's going on for your skin. And there's so much advances now. You can actually go in and see what's happening layers deeper into your skin in places.
I think it's fair enough as well, if you do go in somewhere that has beauty counters, I think it's fair enough to say to them, look, I'd love some advice. I don't have a lot of money today. I might be able to buy one moisturiser or one foundation, but I'm not going to be able to buy everything, but I would really appreciate advice. And level with them and tell them your budget. And
yeah.
They can't really refuse that kind of an approach.
Yeah, and a lot of places will do a wish list as well. So like, you could, if I was seeing somebody and I was looking at their skin, I would say, okay, this, like today you definitely need whatever it would be. And then I'll make out a list of, say, look, down the road, you know, when, you know, you win the lottery or whatever, you can get all 10. But it's like, it's maybe just one specific product that you might need. And people will, you know, are very understanding that, okay, maybe it mightn't be today. And if you're happy with something, and I'm always a great believer in getting the tester, because you need to see what it's like at home and the feel of it. And if you like it and you find it's making a difference to your skin, well, you're going to go back and get it.
Yeah, and there are good in CH, in Tralee, in fairness. They, you know, before you buy, we'll say, a foundation, they'll give you a little tester and they'll
always
say, go away, try it, see if it's too dark, too pale, come back to me. Yeah. And that's a good approach. Maureen was in touch. She's 62. She says her arms and legs are now looking their age, despite the fact that she applies a lot of moisturiser. She says, would Mary have any tip for stopping them from scaling?
Yeah, and you see, I think that's where the kind of the whole skincare comes to, that sometimes it's not just the products you have, it's like what you're taking into the skin. And I have, and I suppose now I've really now a great believer in kind of taking the supplements for whatever age that we've hit to. So there is a great one that I have been trying, which is called Minno Active, and I've been talking about this company before. This is Revive Active, and they do a beauty supplement, and they also do a supplement for your heart well-being. But this supplement called Minno Active is all about menopausal skin, and it's kind of putting back in the omegas, your vitamin B, your sage, all back into the skin before. So it's a daily supplement. But sometimes when the skin gets really dry on the body like that, and you're doing all the right things, my big thing is that it's not exfoliating enough, so it's all that dead skin needs to come off first, and then sometimes it's an oil and a moisturizer. So if you're going way out with trying to look after your body, I would say twice a week do a really good exfoliation in the body and use a lovely oil on your skin when it's quite damp. And now this is like when you have loads of time and you have nobody roaring and shouting at you. Putting the oil all over your body and then putting your moisturiser over that. A lot of them absorb really quickly. With CeraVe is a great one for absorbing really quickly, and it keeps that moisture in the skin. So something like an oil from Nux is great, because they do all different types of, they have at the moment.
Did I see something from Nux there?
They did, yeah. There's a lovely range here. I brought some fragrances in from Nux as well. But their oils are what they're kind of known for, their body oils. But at the moment they have a body oil for every skin condition that you could. They're all different colours,
and they smell amazing,
and they smell so good. So I would put the oil on first, and even if you only got to do this once a week where you were really exfoliating and doing it, but then leaving it all soak in before you like kind of get ready for like going to bed and stuff like that, letting the oil soak in. If you do that for about 2 weeks, the skin in your body will dramatically change.
Mary, we better take a break. You've really bombarded us with loads of information there, and there's loads of nice lotions and potions, as I say, in front of us here that I want to hear more about. A quick reminder, if you have a beauty or skincare question for Mary O'Donnell, feel free to send it in to us on 083 300 3300. It's just coming up to 20 past two. More Beauty Matters after these.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About, in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, if you've just joined us, we're talking about menopausal skin today and older skin, but that doesn't mean we won't take questions about other beauty topics as well. Mary, a listener was in touch, and again, this is similar to the previous listener. They were wondering, where does one go for a skin consultation?
Right, so I suppose, the places you can go are, you can go to your pharmacy, you can go to a beauty salon, or you can go to a clinic. And all of them, like, it would depend on where you'll go, you'll get different levels of how deep into your skin you can go. But you can have your skin consultation in any of the above places without being under any pressure to buy anything. And it could just be to kind of put a kind of a whole program together for you of what, you know, your therapist or your practitioner sees as the best line of practice for you. But it's a great tool to have before you go and buy stuff.
Exactly. Lister was in touch with some praise for you, Mary, and says, I'm taking the Meno Active that Mary was talking about. I'm 54 and I find them amazing. So remind us what they are.
So it's Revive Active, which is another Irish, they're a Galway company. And
can you reach it there to turn it around to
sorry.
The camera?
Yeah.
Meno Active. What are they? Sachets of?
Yeah. So you get everything in it from like your omegas to your vitamin B, but it's specifically for menopause. So it's all the things that come out of your body that you need to kind of get back in. But they have a beauty complex as well, which is absolutely fantastic. And I'm a huge, if I was going to somewhere now, I'd always take that for a couple of weeks before I was going somewhere to get back into your skin, that lovely kind of plumpness.
So you take it orally?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like a little sachet, and you pop it into some water,
into a glass of water,
and off you take. And it's just to remember to take it every day. That's the secret, I think, behind all of them. I always try and take it in the morning, and at least it's out of the way then.
Okay, very good. What else have you got for us this week?
Right, so there's some other products that I just think that will kind of be handy. Another one that I've been, for anybody who's kind of, one of the big things with the menopause is the sleep. And then, like, you know, they're all saying your beauty sleep is always so important. And this is all natural, and it's called Health and Her, and it's a sleep supplement to help you sleep. But all natural products for anybody who's kind of looking, who's finding it very difficult to the sleep wise. And another, so I have a few newbies as well. CeraVe, and this is what I was talking about, the CeraVe being, it's an American brand, and I find they're just such a fabulous brand for lasting on the skin, because they have ceramides in them, and they, so it's like it's your skin is still being moisturized 12 hours later in the skin. And they've brought out a new day moisturizer, so a lot of people use their body products because they find them amazing. And there's a load of American dermatologists behind this brand as well. But this one it's the new day cream, and it has an SPF in it as well. And it keeps that lovely, like there's your vitamin E in it. It just keeps the skin lovely and moist throughout the day without that tight, dry feeling. It's a lovely one, and good price point as well.
Is CeraVe an American company?
Yeah.
It is. Actually, because I was never aware of CeraVe until relatively recently, and it seems to be everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, their moisturizer is just... absolutely, their body moisturiser is just like when you start using it a week later. And for that lady who was saying about her body being really dry, that would be a really good one. And it comes in a huge tub, and it's great price point as well.
Yeah, and they constantly get good reviews. They're constantly listed at the top of best beauty products, whether it's for moisturisers or whatever else.
Yeah, and I've been to an awful lot of their launches, like especially now during COVID, there was an awful lot of launches online. And they just seem to have the top kind of dermatologists involved with them the whole time, research. And that's always a good sign with the company if they're constantly trying to improve their products.
And they don't cost an arm and a leg
either.
Yeah. Good price point there. Anne in Tralee is wondering, she says, when I rub off dry skin, I presume she means exfoliates, I get hives. Would Mary have any cure for this?
Oh, it could be maybe just a little bit too vigorous, because I actually nearly every time that we talk about exfoliation, I was always put in that it just a gentle exfoliation with the skin, that anything too severe is going to irritate the skin. And if you're getting hives from afterwards, it does sound like maybe it might be either the product is too strong, or just the application is, you know, so always gentle with the skin. So if you're finding it, you're getting hives afterwards, something along the line is too severe on the skin.
Loads of questions coming in now. We always get a late flurry. Caller says, what makeup brushes would Mary recommend?
Oh, actually, the makeup brushing I'm using at the moment is one from IT Cosmetics. I love their brushes. I like blank canvas brushes as well. I find them very good. But at the moment, it's the IT Cosmetic foundation brush, and Lancome do a fabulous foundation brush as well.
Texter says, my boyfriend has spots or acne around his face. It gets red and swollen at times. Any cream or anything you could recommend?
There is a, I'm going to be doing a live tomorrow night with a brand that's new to CH as well. It's called Revive Active, and they have a whole range for breakout skin. So that is a, like, you can get just particular products just for just kind of spot reduction, but Revive Active is excellent. Relief Ireland, sorry, I'm looking at Revive Active for the skincare. It's Relief Ireland.
Relief Ireland,
yeah, all R's.
Okay, right. So where can they find that?
CH?
But where can they find the...
Oh, the live is my own Facebook at 8 o'clock at Wednesday evening.
Okay. Texture says, what would Mary recommend for very, very, very sensitive skin as regards a moisturiser?
Okay, well then I'll have to go back to my Aven because I find that if your skin is sensitive, pregnancy, babies, anyone can use this, and it's effective but gentle.
Okay. Texture says, my 17-year-old son has a bad dry skin problem around his eyebrows and face. He's tried a few different things but to no avail. Any recommendations?
Okay, now back to Real Life Ireland again. They have a fabulous, they have about five different ranges in it, but they have for your type of eczema, psoriasis, they have a whole range as well, and they have a really good moisturiser for kind of dry patches as well.
Okay, what's that gift box over there?
Isn't it lovely? Right, so my first time ever talking about Kerry brand.
Fantastic.
Right, it's just after being launched in Kerry. So this is Sea Body. And Sea Body is a very, very natural products, but has years and years of research gone into their products. Their products are amazing. They were exclusive to BT's, but now we can get them in Tralee. So it's great to have a Kerry brand. And they, again, they're kind of that whole ethos of their supplements with their skincare. It doesn't mean you have to get both, but you can if you want. But they have your cleansers, they have their moisturizers, and they have a fabulous array of supplements. So I'll have to talk about the supplement that I'm on that I find is absolutely amazing. So they have ones for energy, they have one for immunity, they have one for movement, they have one for beauty. And the one I'm finding absolutely fantastic is the one for movement. So anybody who's finding they're just a little bit creaky at the moment and finds just maybe around the knees or, you know, any place like that, they're fine when they put even getting up from walking. The movement is just amazing. It has your vitamin C and it has your contributes to normal collagen and a normal function of bones and cartilage and vitamin D. And I have found that one absolutely amazing. And even though I should really be talking about the beauty one, which is very good as well, but I have found the movement one fantastic.
Okay, show it to us.
So here, these are their actual products, but they come in the same. I love the packaging. Packaging is so pretty.
It's very simple. So who's behind it?
So it's Dr. Helena McMahon. She's from Tralee. And all of the products that she has done, their cleanser is just gorgeous. So anybody, especially actually now anybody with dry skin and want something, a really good cleanser that takes off all the makeup and is really good as well. It is fantastic, their cleanser. It's called the Hydrogel Mask Cleanser, and it has... It feels like there's a little exfoliant in it, but it just removes everything gone in a good one cleanse. And it has your vitamin E, it has C, buckthorn, it has black currant. But it's a real natural product, but there's science with nature. That's how I would describe Sea Body. So they have like your serums, they have gorgeous eye cream coming out very soon. They have they're known for their elixir serum, so that they were exclusive to BT's, and that was it. You couldn't get it here, which I suppose give a great kudos to a brand, but absolutely fantastic that we have one in Tralee now, our own Kerry brand.
Well, very, very good, great to hear that, and the very best of luck to Dr. McMahon.
Helena
McMahon with that. Listener says, Mary mentioned something earlier on that you take to help you sleep. Can she repeat it?
Yes, I'll move one of these ones out. So this is Health and Her, and it's called
Health and Her,
and it's called Sleep Multinutrient Support.
Okay, and you're hearing good things about
that. Yes, excellent. Yes, I've tried this and it's very, very good.
Okay. Show us that. What is the lovely scent? Is that your own perfume or is it?
Oh, well, see, I think I've sprayed two. So this is a new one from Valentino, right?
Okay.
And actually, today a load of people say to me, that's a gorgeous fragrance you have on.
Yeah, because when I came in here, I'm just going to lean over and get
Don't want to make any noise.
Get a squirt of this, if possible. So this is, is it Valentino?
You know, yeah.
Is there any particular?
Donna. It's, yeah, born in Roma.
Valentino Donna, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And this is new?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
So, if we were talking about Nooks, this is a lovely little packaging for anybody who wants the oils. Thank you, Georgia. who have, like, they're known for their, like, the, I don't think I sprayed this one, so I don't, I think it's the Valentino, is the fragrance.
Good and smelling, yeah.
So it's the Nook Stew, the, your lovely kind of travel pack, so you get your fragrance, your oil, and your moisturiser all in one. So it's for anybody who's kind of thinking, I want to look after the body, that's a lovely little set as well.
Especially for the summer, if you're going away on holidays or something.
Those four were kind of going quite handy.
The phone lines are exploding with people wanting to, what did she say was good for joints?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. You see, there's a certain
this
time.
Is it. It's a huge problem. Yeah.
So I, when I was talking to Helena, we were talking, she said, oh, I must get you some beauty capsules. And I was, so she was telling me all the rest of it. And I said, can I swap it for movement? Because it sounds like I need movement more. And I have found it absolutely great, and I've started back running, but I've started back gently jogging,
thinking about running one day.
And I have to say that since I've started taking movement, like, you know how before, like, you kind of, you'd come in and you'd say, oh god, my legs are really sore after, like, going that extra little two seconds, but the movement has seemed to stop all that. But I have found I've great more mobility in it, and it's just called Movement, and it's 30 capsules, and it's available in CH,
and it's all
from C-Body.
The Kerry company.
It's a Kerry company, and like, they have done research, and I mean, the amount of research that's gone into this brand, it's years of research. So everything is natural with meeting science.
Okay. Mary, we better go. So if anything else you want to tell us?
Okay, I have to tell you about Clarins. Clarins have brought out, they've brought out these amazing new bronzers. Aren't they beautiful? And they come in like one, two and three, so they go as dark or as light as you want to go, but there's kind of like your dark and your lighter shade in them. Beautiful, just a swish your brush around, you get great bronzer in it. But they brought out this lovely eye set as well, so lovely colours, I suppose, coming into kind of, well, we call it summer, winter,
whatever season we're in.
Yeah. Oh, and another great one that I've been trying at the moment is it's Maybelline have brought out a new kind of under eye it's called Eraser, and it's really good, and it's for kind of an older skin.
Okay, and if you're using that, by the way, go on to YouTube or Instagram and see where you get the tutorial for putting on the under eye.
The right place to put it.
The right place to put it, because I was putting it in the wrong place for years, and it's a game changer when you learn how to put it on properly. Mary, we've got to let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just to remind listeners that we will have all of this segment up as a a video on Facebook, on the Talk About Facebook page tonight. So don't forget to tune in for that, and you'll be able to see us as well as hear us. Mary, we'll talk to you again next month.
Very much.
Going well.
Okay.